It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The Beyonce mystery biter has been ID'd. Tom. It's Sanaa Lathan. Multiple sources dish that Tiffany Haddish has told multiple people that the culprit is Sanaa. One source said that it was not an aggressive bite, it was playful. Regardless, it still caught Beyonce off guard. The alleged bite happened at an after party for Jay-Z's 444 concert at the Forum. The story goes Sanaa was talking to Jay-Z in a way that made Beyonce uncomfortable. Beyonce went over to Sanaa, who brushed off any insinuation of inappropriate conduct and then gave her a jokey bite. Chrissy Teigen has been dropping hints that she knew who did it on Twitter. She said she loves Beyonce and the biter, so she wants to keep the secret. Moments after producer Dan Schneider was fired from Nickelodeon, Hollywood Whistleblowers, a group called An Open Secret, claimed to have confirmed a major, hey, remember when I told you about this? A major child sex abuse scandal at the cable network. A spokesperson tweeted, three actresses, names everyone would know. Two are 100% ready to talk, other not sure because of career, but it's all about to come out. It's all about to blow.
You know what I kind of wonder? I wonder here, Alex, you breaking the story and you saying...
Lots and lots of pedophiles.
You know about these things before they happen, as if maybe...
Maybe I'm woke-if? Maybe I got the real news?
No, as in maybe you're...
I am not a part of it.
Is Alex Clark involved with something she doesn't want to admit, but we all know?
No. Lots and lots of pedophiles. I'm just saying, open your eyes, America. Open your eyes. It's time to wake up. Anyway. Walmart is removing Cosmopolitan from checkout lines of 5,000 stores across the country. The retail giant released a statement saying Walmart will continue to offer Cosmopolitan to customers that wish to purchase it, but it will no longer be located in the checkout aisles. While this was primarily a business decision, the concerns raised were heard. There's this thing called the National Center on Sexual Decision. The concerns raised Let me reread this.
I'll tell you right now while you're rereading it. I quit getting magazines at Walmart a while ago when they pulled Playboy off the shelf. I should be able to get me a whatchamacallit and a good old-fashioned Playboy when I check out.
Oh, boy. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation helped instigate the policy change and released their own statement saying you can go through and buy your own groceries with your family knowing you don't have to be exposed to this graphic and often degrading and offensive material. After 21 years, Roseanne returned to ABC last night as a Trump supporter. Her portrayal of working-class Americans is as topical as ever. Most of the original class is back, including her husband Dan, who died before in the series. The show actually began with Roseanne joking about Dan being dead.
Why does everybody else think I'm dead?
You looked happy. I thought maybe you moved on.
It was great last night. There was, I think, two episodes on. I only watched the first one, but I grew up watching Roseanne, and I was like, they're going to ruin it. Why bring it back? It was so good. But it's great. I liked the first episode.
Yeah, in an interview, Roseanne talked about why they decided to make her character a Trump supporter. She said, I just wanted to have that dialogue about families torn apart by the election and their political differences of opinion and how we handle it. I thought that this was an important thing to say at this time. Kendra Wilkinson is planning to file for divorce from Hank Baskett. Sources say the former Playboy model has been really unhappy and felt uncomfortable in the marriage, and they've been fighting a lot. The couple got married at the Playboy Mansion in 2009 and have an 8-year-old son and 3-year-old daughter together. John Legend, who will be in Jesus Christ Superstar live in concert this Sunday on NBC, says the stories of Jesus Christ are relatable whether you're religious or not.
I think these stories, whether you're religious or not, are really human, you know? Stories about... sacrifice, about suffering, about doubt, about fear, about having a mission and not being sure if you're ready to fulfill it. I think all of those things are stories that people can connect to, whether they're religious or not. And it makes the story of Jesus Christ connect to a new generation.
And things got awkward during an interview with Ronda Rousey and an ESPN personality who asked if she plans to return to MMA in time to fight again. Well, she actually was confused and thought he was somehow asking her about time travel.
This is so bad.
So there is a possibility that you could go back in time?
There's a possibility that I could go back in time? That's your question to me?
Go back in time and fight. Go back in the octagon.
I do not have the ability to go back in time, no.
No. Would you fight again?
I don't know.
It must be hard, though, because it's like a satellite interview, and it's like, what are you saying? But, I mean, I would have said something dumb like that. He probably didn't ask it the best way.
Well, this reminds me of when Demi Lovato was asked in another country, what's your favorite dish? And they meant meal.
Yeah, like something to eat.
And she said, well, I like mugs. They like fit in your hand comfortably. She like answered the question like that, and everyone made fun of her, and she makes fun of herself now for that. She's like, I don't know. It didn't click with me what he meant.
Yeah, she handled that well. Ronda Rousey did not handle that well. Like, clearly, like, everyone knew, like, what he was saying.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Yeah, but he's... No, listen to this real quick. We'll play it again. Because he does kind of the... Think of Anchorman where he's like, I'm Ron Burgundy?
So there is a possibility that you could go back in time?
Right. No, I saw the interview. I've watched it, like, yesterday. I saw it. I understood what he was trying to say. Yeah, he stumbled on his words, but clearly you know what he said. And also, this is not the first time Ronda Rousey has been a jerk during interviews.
Oh,
so there is a possibility that you could go back in time?
Listen, you're talking to a woman that got hit in her head 9,000 times.
Yeah, she doesn't even have a brain left.
Yeah, that might be what it is.
Yeah, while Demi Lovato was the one hitting people in the head.
That's right. That is the garbage.
Thank you, Alex. You can check that out, radionowindy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show. Also on our Instagram story, follow us, Joe and Alex Show.